So my reading this afternoon is from 1 Samuel chapter 16. Chapter 16, verses 1 to 13. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him. He anointed who? He anointed David in the midst of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord rushed upon David from that day forward. I want us to look at a different scripture now, which is found in 2 Samuel chapter 5 and verses 1 to 4, if you're taking notes. 2 Samuel chapter 5, verses 1 to 4. And I'm going to read verse 5. And this is what it says. David was 30 years old when he became king, and he reigned 40 years. How old was David when he became king? 30 years old, the Bible says. And how many years did he reign as a king? 40 years. Alright, so there's two pictures I want us to focus this afternoon. And one picture is found in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verses 1 to 13, where this young man, David, is now being anointed by Samuel prophet to become a king. And there's another picture which is found in 2 Samuel chapter 5, verses 1 to 4, where now David is king. And the scripture says that he reigned for 40 years. And this two scripture, two pictures where David is anointed as to become a king, but he's still a shepherd. And there's another picture where David is now in his throne and he is now the king of Israel. Okay? And these are two fantastic, perfect Facebook, Instagram moments where I believe back in days, if they had mobile phones, tablets, or whatever new gadgets they had, they would take pictures. And these pictures would go viral. You're not going to believe this, right? Israel's already got a king, but you're not going to believe what Samuel did. Samuel went behind king's back. Do you know what he did? He anointed a young man to become king. Our king's still alive. There's lots of gossip. There's lots of rumors would have gone round. And when David, when he becomes king, and a lot of people, they're happy. Yes, now we have king. But I believe there might have been lots of people who weren't happy that David was king at the same time. So these are two perfect Instagram, Facebook moments. However, we need to understand that for David to become king from being a shepherd, he had to go through some really messy situations in his life. And although we like this whole idea of before and after picture, we need to understand there are some serious messy situations and messy things that we have to deal with in the middle. You know, when we go onto Facebook, we see the transformation pictures, don't we? Someone who's been in drugs for years, and we see him after so many years, and he's looking good. But we don't consider the things that he actually go through. And same with David as well. David was anointed to become a king, but he is still a shepherd boy, and he has to do a long journey, and he has to go through some messy and tough situation. And today I want to highlight a few different spiritual principles from the story of David. I mean, last week we looked at how the enemy always reminds you of your past but not your future. And today we're going to look at how the Word of God helps us to actually overcome our struggles and overcome hindrances that lie in front of us, okay? So first point I want us to consider this afternoon from the story of David is this. Remember the promises of the one who calls you. Let me say that again. Remember the promises of the one who calls you. Let me read that scripture again. 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 13. It says, then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers. I mean, in the midst of his brothers. When Samuel went to David's father and asked for all of his sons, David wasn't present there, was he? So in a sense, in his father's eyes, right, he wasn't a warrior, right? And I love what the scripture says, right? When Samuel even looks at this man and he's like, hold on, God, are you sure? Samuel's like, Samuel, hold on, God, hold on. Did I hear you correctly? You want this man to be king and take place of Saul. You know, Saul was a well-built, handsome man. The scripture says he was very handsome. He was very well-built, right? You look at Saul, you'll be like, man, I'd want him to be our king. And I love the Word of God. The Word of God says, I do not look at the outward appearance, but I see the heart of a man. Amen? Let me say that again. I do not see the outward appearance of a man, but I see the heart of a man. And it does not matter how much we cover ourselves with designer clothes, how much we cover ourselves with ties, suits or what have you, with dresses and stuff. It's what's happening inside of our hearts that really matters the most. And in David's heart, he had a genuine desire to be in the presence of God. And we need to remember that David did not chase after the calling chased after him. Let me repeat that again. David did not chase after the calling chased after him. So in other words, David wasn't there to promote himself. But David served where he was planted. And when we serve where God plants us, then he will flourish us. Amen. David's life was a flourishing life, not because he chased or he did good things in front of his leaders. David's life was a surrendered and surrounded life. That's where he flourished, where God had planted him. Amen. Whatever the enemy is throwing at you, God can use that same thing to strengthen you. Amen. Let me say that again. Whatever the enemy is using right now to suppress you and to press you from all different directions, it's the very thing God is going to use to shape us into what he wants us to become. Because that shaping, because that pressing creates character within each and every one of us. The promise of God is still there for us. But we need to understand, seasons change. There is time for everything, Solomon writes in the scriptures. There is time for everything, right? There is time where a tree flourishes. There's a time where a tree so withers. There's a time where a tree produces fruits. There is a time for everything. And I want to encourage each and every one of us that let us not compare our worst day with someone else's best. We always say grass is greener on the other side, don't we? Grass isn't greener on the other side. Grass is greener where it's watered. And if we water ourselves with the Word of God, then it will produce something in us. But the more we shy away from the Word of God, the more we ignore the truth, the more we resist the Word of God and the work that God is wanting to do within each and every one of his lives, it's not going to produce any fruits within us. It's not going to produce anything within us because we run in with dry bones. But God wants us to have a fruitful life. God wants us to have a victorious life. Being a successful person is not necessarily defined by what we have achieved, but by what we have overcome. Let me repeat myself again. Being a successful person is not necessarily defined by what we have achieved, but by what we have overcome. We love all the mountaintop experiences, don't we? But God wants us to go through some valleys. He wants us to go through some valleys. Because it's not the mountaintop that shapes our character. It's the valleys that shapes our character. Seasons change. Second thing is this. Serve where you have been planted. Right? David knew he was called. That's why he wasn't afraid of Goliath. David knew he was called. That's why he wasn't afraid of the lions. David knew he was called. That's why he wasn't afraid of Saul. David knew he was called. That's why he wasn't afraid of the circumstances. He knew there was a time and a season for everything. When he was writing Psalms and when he was looking after his father's sheep, he knew that he was called for a higher purpose. He knew that God had something amazing for his life. And David, when he was working in his father's field, herding the sheep, he protected the sheep with his own life. He gave his 100% to his profession as a shepherd. Saul has achieved so much, but David has achieved even more. All of a sudden, this is insecurity creeping within Saul's heart. And the root of that problem, I believe, is in Saul's heart, all of a sudden his desire to serve became his desire to be praised. The very man who gave up his life to serve others, now all of a sudden wanted to be praised by the things that he had now accomplished in his life. And the root problem is this. We can give without loving, but we cannot love without giving. We can serve without loving, But we cannot love without serving. So in other words, love is the very thing that drives our passion, or should drive our passion. And the story of David and Saul, we see the very thing that he loved once to do, Saul, to serve God and to bring about victory for his people, to take his people onto the next level. It was always about others. All of a sudden, his love now became about himself. I want to look good. I want my people to praise me. I want other nations to know about me, how ferocious I am, how amazing I am. But in David's heart, we looked at Psalm, was the one desire of David's heart to be in the presence of God, that I may dwell in the shelter of the Most High. That was his desire. David says more than once in Psalms, that one thing I desire, that I may dwell in the presence of the Most High, that I may serve him in his temple. So that even when I'm going through some tough times, it's not me, but it will be you, Lord, who will be protecting me, who will be covering me in your shelter. If we love God, we will serve him. My third thing is this. Don't be distracted. Stay focused. His mind was having a battlefield, but that did not stop him from doing what was right. I'm talking about David. Imagine, right, someone throws a spear at you. What do you want to do? You want to hit that person back, don't you? You do something about it. And same with David. I mean, David was a capable man. By this point, you know, he had been to lots of battles. He's fought lots of nations. And he's come back as a victorious man. And he was a capable man. So, you know, if he wanted to harm Saul, he could have given him some real good black eyes, you know, and proper bruised him physically. But David chooses not to, right? Even though his feelings, his mind was all over the place, what did he do? He was focused what God had called him to do. Because as a young boy, he knew that he was anointed by Samuel, the prophet Samuel, for a higher purpose, for a higher calling. And if he was running after this thing of position, he could have easily taken Saul off his throne. And I bet there might have been lots of people who would have backed him on that cause as well. But David chooses not to. Right? David chooses not to. And that's what proves that he is a real man of integrity. Right? A real man of God, a real man and woman of integrity is someone, even though the world's falling apart from themselves, but they choose to serve others. That's what it's all about. And in this passage, in this story, David's world is falling apart. It's everywhere. Right? But he chooses to do what was right. Does not touch the Lord's anointed. He does not do the wrong. He does not go about different soldiers plotting against his king. He does not do that. Right? And even when he was hurt, he does not take the army with him. He leaves alone. So in the story, when he was hurt, he does not spread the toxic or the poison. He chooses to deal with his situation himself, with the strength of God. And that's why it is our responsibility. Because the word of God says, it's not what goes into your mouth that defiles you, but it's what comes out of your mouth that defiles you. And for you, and for me, for each and every one of us as body of Christ, it's our responsibility to take hold of what's actually coming out of our mouth. Let us not spend too much time thinking on what's not happening. But let us focus on what is happening, right? Let us focus on what God is doing. Because we can look around at different things and different events and we can be very disappointed. And let that disappointed ruin our experience and turn it into disappointment. There are two things. Disappointed is an event, but disappointment is an experience. Disappointed, I'm disappointed, this and that happened. But disappointment would actually crush the very inner joy of mine and actually will stop me from moving forward. The truth will set us free, the scripture says. And it is the Spirit of God that changes us. It is the Spirit of God that brings about freedom within each and every one of his lives. And if we allow the events of our lives to ruin our experience of the future, then we will never be able to move forward. If we let the events of yesterday ruin the joy of present and future, we will never be able to move forward. Focus on how far you have come in life rather than looking at the accomplishments of others. There is a season for everything. And the story of David is this. Words that were spoken over his life. You are going to become a king one day. And that very word resonated within his heart for the rest of his life. When he was going through some tough times, I'm going to become a king one day. When he was going through some emotional ups and downs, I need to make sure my heart's in the right place, because one day I'm going to become a king. And if my heart's not right now, I will never be able to lead others to have the same heart as well. So David, in his heart, when he was going through some tough times, when Saul was chasing after him, he was like, listen, even though I go through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, because God, you have called me. Lord, I'm going to remember the promises of the one who has called me. The second thing, serve wherever you are. God, you have planted me in my father's field. I'm going to serve you. And after that, he was in the battlefield. God, you have planted me here. I'm going to give my 100% and I'm going to kill this Goliath. And next we know he's in Saul's palace. God, you planted me here. I'm going to serve my king Saul with everything in me. Then Saul's chasing after him. Then he's all of a sudden now he finds himself in chaos. And lots of the people around him are actually rejects as well. And they come around David. And he looks around and he says, you know what? God, you've called me here to lead them. So I will stay here and I will give my 100% to these men. Even though David was hurting himself, he gave his 100%. And last but not the least, I said, because he knew the words that were spoken over his life, that he was going to become a king one day, he stayed focused. He stayed focused. He could have killed Saul, but he did not. He could have harmed Saul, but he did not. He left the palace alone. He was hurt. He was crushed. He was broken. But he left alone. And that's what a true man of God does. When all things comes against them, they do not think about harming others, or they do not think about spreading this toxic within them to others. But what they will do is they will go to the men who understands them, who knows them, and who will help them in the counseling of God. Man. And these are the things that we need to consider in our lives, I believe. Because before and after pictures, they're great. Before picture was David is now being anointed to become a king. And after pictures, David is king and he reigned for 40 years. But in the middle, David had to remember the promises of the one who called him. David had to learn to give his 100% in spite of what was going on in his life. David had to learn to stay focused and not be distracted. Amen. So I'm going to speak these three things over our lives this afternoon. As we focus on the before and after of our lives, and as we're in the middle, let us remember the promises of the one who called us. What was that again? Let us remember the promises of the one who called us. Number two, let us serve. Give our 100% wherever God plants us. And third thing, let us stay focused and not be distracted.